Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So, Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, It's What's for Dinner brand as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost 3 decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef, It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Little hard to tell how much damage has been done to this point, but as the week goes on, we'll get more and more reports of exactly how many grain bins have been torn up, how many fields of corn and soybeans, for that matter, have been flattened by the straight-line winds known as a derecho that started in eastern Nebraska yesterday, roared across Iowa into northern Illinois and into Wisconsin, and on even across into Indiana as well before it was all said and done. DTN senior meteorologist Bryce Anderson said that a cannonball of thunderstorms just began rolling eastward and built on itself with momentum and winds. Lots of straight-line winds, 70 to 100 miles an hour across the states that were impacted. Metal grain bins torn up, and a lot of fields of corn and beans flattened, as we mentioned. How many acres potentially sustained damage? Way too early to tell, but it could be a lot before it's all said and done. Latest crop progress numbers, which, of course, was looking at those crops before those straight-line winds hit, showing 71% of the U.S. corn crop rated in the good to excellent category. Soybean crop, 74% of the crop rated in the good to excellent category. Again, though, ahead of the derecho damage. While the National FFA Convention has been turned into a virtual affair, one of the traditions of the National Convention will be followed through on, and that's a selection of and naming of the American stars in agriculture. Star farmer, star agribusiness, star in agriscience, star in ag placement. 3 of the 16 national finalists come from Oklahoma, 2 from Texas, 1 from the state of Kansas. The 3 from Oklahoma include Nicole Stevens from UConn, star in agriscience, Will Shelby Medill, finalist for star in ag placement, and star farmer finalist Jay Lee Oldenburg from Mulhall. Ryan Stewart from Washington, Kansas FFA, who's going to be one of the finalists in that star in agricultural placement category. All 16 of these stars will be interviewed by a panel of judges that'll be interviewing the finalists and then select one winner from each of the award category for the 93rd National FFA Convention that'll be held virtually this fall. The 4 winners will be announced during that virtual event. There are worries that the Chinese won't honor fully their Phase 1 trade deal agreement when it comes to agriculture, but a statement coming out of the People's Republic of China yesterday from the governor of the People's Bank of China is that China will continue implementing the Phase 1 economic and trade agreement with the United States. If that's the case, a lot of U.S. agricultural products should be going to China in the immediate future. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.